Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Vroom! Start your engines. Big time Timmy Zim is in the house. Tim Zimmer. Timmy, how are you?
What's up, Christian? How are you doing this today? Good, man. Doing all right?
Yeah.
I'm really pumped up about NASCAR this weekend.
I know. The Food City 500 at Bristol. Tell us about it, man.
The reason why I'm pumped up is because this might actually be the first race we don't have a rain delay. Because every race since the restart has been dealing with rain. And to put that in perspective, just imagine going to a Saints noon game, being stuck in the Superdome, and then being told it's a, let's say, 4 or 5 o'clock, you know, kickoff, and then them not serving alcohol while that's happening. That's basically what a rain delay is in NASCAR. You just wait and wait and wait for rain to stop. And then they have to dry it. Takes about 45 minutes to an hour, and it's just a big mess. But they did have a tropical storm go over Charlotte this weekend, so that's what happens.
All right, Timmy, so break down the race, man.
So the Food City 500, it's the first short track of the season, which is pretty exciting. It's 500 laps, 250 miles. This race, normally it's dominated by the Toyotas. Kyle Busch, he's won back-to-back Food City 500s. They won three of the last four races. But here's the thing with Toyota. Toyota's not been very fast this year. Denny Hamlin, he's won two races, a Daytona 500 race, which he could have easily lost that to Ryan Blaney. And he won in Darlington, which was rain shortened because of a rain delay. And you know, the race was called to the end. So the Toyotas, they're kind of struggling this year. And they had a random draw this morning. And they basically, what they did is the top 12 cars were randomly, you know, picked at the starting position because they're not doing qualifying now. And it looks like three of the top four cars that are on the front row are going to be Penske Fords. And I'm just in love with these Penske Fords because Brad Keselowski, he got the 600 win on Sunday. Joey Logano, he's got two wins already this season. And then Ryan Blaney, he's my favorite. He's my pick to win this week. This is his best track. This, like, Ryan Blaney and is almost as good as Kyle Busch here. Kyle Busch is at Bristol, and Kyle Busch has won twice. So I really like the Penske Fords, and I'm leaning towards Chase Elliott again this week with the Chevys because the Chevys have shown a lot of speed here too. So when I look at this race, I look at who can lead the most laps early. You want people in the front early, and it looks like the Fords are in the front. You got the Toyotas kind of in the middle, and you got the Chevys, you know, sprinkled here and there throughout the race. So if you're looking for what to expect in this race, expect a lot of Fords up front leading early laps. And you expect a lot of chaos because short track racing, there's a lot of wrecks and there's a lot of chaos, because, you know, particularly because it's on a small track.
Tim, I learned something I didn't know last week. I saw somebody got suspended or disqualified for a post race inspection. Is that normal?
Well, two things happened in the Coca-Cola 600. One, Jimmy Johnson did not pass inspection at the end of the race. What they do is they inspect the first place car, they inspect the second place car, and then they expect a random car in the race. And Jimmy Johnson, since he finished second, his car was put through inspection, and apparently something on the panel wasn't up to par on how they judged that. Now, I don't know exactly what was the details there, but apparently he failed inspection. Instead of finishing in second place, he was awarded 40th place, and he received 1 point instead of 39 points for winning that race. And then also Denny Hamlin, at the very beginning of the race, he was one of my fantasy players. He lost some weight in the back of his car, and the weight they put in their cars is basically to put a minimum weight in the back so they can pass inspection at the very beginning. So each driver has to have a minimum weight in the car. And apparently that metal that was in Denny Hamlin's back left rear bumper, it flew out, and that actually cost him it cost his crew chief, his a part of his crew, and his a few other people in his team a four race suspension. So that means Denny Hamlin's going to be without his crew chief for another three more races, because he just, you know, yesterday, obviously, he was without him there. So three more races, Denny Hamlin will not have his crew chief, although I don't think it really matters because he finished second last night.
Man, Jimmy Johnson's on quite the drought, huh?
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson, like I said last week, I actually thought Jimmy Johnson could get the win, and he finished second. But, you know, he hasn't won it since 2017. He comes into the Food City 500. This is actually one of his better tracks. He's finished in the last four races. He's finished in the top three here, and he has a top five finish. The problem with Jimmy Johnson this week is that he's starting 24th. He got the worst draw of the second-tier drivers in the drawing earlier today. So he's going to have to make his way up early and fast. And the problem with making your way up early in these short tracks is that you might get a lot of damage in between, trying to bump in between other drivers on that track. So it's just really hard for drivers to get up in short tracks because, you know, they're 15-second laps. So you, next thing you know, if you're in the back, you might be a lap down right away from one of the front cars. So I like Jimmy Johnson, but I don't think he's going to win. I think a top 10, maybe a top 5 is good for Johnson, but not my driver this week.
Who is your driver?
Like I said, I love Ryan Blaney. I think Ryan Blaney he hasn't won this year. He could have won two races. He comes in at this track in the last three of the four races at Bristol. He's led at least 100 laps in three of those four races. No other driver's done that other than, I think, Kyle Busch. So I like Ryan Blaney, and he's starting third place. I think he's starting third, which is our third or fourth. He's in the second row. I know that for sure. But if he can get with his teammates and he can lead a lot of laps, I think Ryan Blaney's the guy that wins the race. And he's finished third place at Charlotte in the 600 on Sunday, and he finished third place last night. So he's got a really fast car. And his teammates, like I said, Joey Logano, he's won twice, and Brad Keselowski, he won on Sunday. Look for Penske to get their third driver a win. And if you want a sleeper, their teammate, which is Matthew Benedetto, he's 60-1. He actually came in second place last year. He was looking for his first ever win, and Denny Hamlin stole it from him last year. So I would look at Benedetto as a sleeper, especially with he has the same kind of car as the Penske's.
Tim, how many fans of NASCAR, new fans of NASCAR, you think have been born out of this COVID-19 pandemic? Has there been any studies that you're aware of?
Well, I mean, if it wasn't for the rain, I'd say a lot more because, I mean, obviously the ratings were a little bit lower last week at the Coca-Cola 600, one, because you had Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson event going on at the same time, and also you had the big rain delay. So the race, obviously, the race didn't end until 11 p.m. that Sunday night, so you didn't have as many viewers. And also, this is what bugs me about NASCAR. On Sunday, there is literally no sports going on Sunday. There's no sports at all. And NASCAR is going to put their event on FS1, not Fox Sports, not Channel 8. They're going to put it on FS1, which is a channel that some people don't even get. So it kind of bugs me that NASCAR would do that. I get that they're trying to promote their other station, but at the same time, I think NASCAR is growing. I just think they could do better steps to make it grow. And I expect the ratings to be a little bit better because I don't think you're going to have a rain delay. And I think you're going to have the only sport on Sunday, which will be NASCAR. So I'm expecting in between the first and second week of the ratings that we've had so far.
Tim, I'm asking this question, and I don't mean to sound like an idiot about NASCAR, but is there really an advantage for any driver to have fans in the stands versus not?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I guess before the race, you could see the fans. I don't really think there's a huge advantage with fans. I know that they love to do burnouts for the fans, but I think NASCAR, it's a TV sport. It's there to see on TV, and it's also there to see in person because obviously it's really fun to see it in person. But if you're not there, then it's also one of the sports where everybody could still watch because it's on TV. So I don't think there's an advantage because of the fans are there. I get that there's less, you know, pre-show celebrations and things like that are going on, but I don't think there's a huge advantage without fans there.
Tim Zimmer previewing the Food City 500 happening on Sunday, and Jimmy Johnson's 20-1 odds. Kurt Busch is 14-1. What about some action on Kurt Busch?
You asked me about Kurt Busch last week. He actually won the pole on Sunday. Kurt Busch is one of three drivers to ever win the Food City 500 three times. That includes him, Jeff Gordon, and Darrell Waltrip, which is pretty big names because both of them obviously are really good drivers. I don't think Kurt Busch is going to win this race, but I think Kurt Busch is definitely a sleeper. I think you said he's 20-16-1 odds, which is a good buy. I think a top three you could see a top three with Kurt Busch. Kurt Busch's old teammate Kyle Larson, who obviously isn't driving anymore for them, he was always good at this racetrack. Now you have Matt Kenseth coming in for him, who's been pretty good at this racetrack in the past. So I think I think Chip Ganassi, they're getting things together. Kurt Busch obviously has been pretty decent this year. He's finished in the top 10 relatively for most of the races. But I think a top 10, a top 5 maybe for Kurt Busch. I wouldn't go for a win yet, but top 10 is pretty safe for me.
Tim Zimmer, our NASCAR report. I'm sorry, I'm trying to govern my kids right now who are losing their mind. Playing Fortnite. Hey, fellas, keep it down, please. Just try. I know. I can't referee you guys in the middle of a radio show. Tim, how does you like the show up unlimited practice and just race for NASCAR?
I think the no practice in NASCAR right now is kind of making things a little difficult, especially on the sports books and especially on people that are just picking the races, because one, you don't have any practice, and so drivers are just literally just showing up to the track. They're sitting in their RVs. Their cars go through inspection with their crews, and then they get right in the cars right when the race starts. So there's no practice, so you don't know what cars are good, what cars are bad, and you also have this random draw. So you could have a really bad car that starts third place next to a really, really good car. So it kind of causes a bunch of mess. As you saw last night with Kyle Busch, he started, I want to say, in the middle. He was one of the better cars. He got in he blew a right, I think a left rear tire. And he ended up with two laps down. So the practice is a little weird. I've gotten used to it, but it definitely helps that there's practice. It also helps that there's qualifying, because you get a sense of how good these cars are. And without that, you just kind of have to guess. You have to go on, old last year's speed. You have to go on how they performed in years past. That's basically your way of figuring out who's good here and who's good where. And it's also good to know that who's been good the last five races. And so far, it's been the Chevys of Chase Elliott, Alex Bowman, and it's been the Penske's of, Joey Logano and the Stewart Haas's of Kevin Harvick. Those have been your guys that have been really fast. And they're going to show up regardless of what race they're at.
You got any action on this race, man?
Not yet. I'm going to – if I had a pick, like I said, I wrote a little article today. If I had a pick, I'd probably pick Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney in the Penske's. I like those guys. I like Ryan Blaney a lot to win. I think Chase Elliott, he has the potential to get back-to-back wins on Sunday. I think he comes in at 9-1. And if I'm going for a long shot, I like Matthew DiBenedetto. He's 60-1. I think he's a really good long shot. He came in second place last year. Other than that, I mean, like you said, Kurt Busch, Jimmy Johnson, they're guys in the middle. There's one other guy. I mentioned Toyota earlier in the this segment. Toyota's been struggling. Eric Jones, really, really good at this racetrack. He wrecked last year, so his stats are kind of skewed. I like Eric Jones a lot. I think he finishes in the top three, maybe, fights for a win.
Tim Zimmer, our NASCAR dude, at Tim Zim 1613.
That is right. Yep.
I got it right for the first time in 10 years that I've known you. Tim, appreciate it, man.
No problem, Christian.
NASCAR, the Food City 500, changing the name to Food City Supermarket Heroes 500.
I forgot one thing. It's at 2:30 on Sunday.
2:30 on Sunday. Thanks, man.
No problem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.